Welcome to another episode of Learn with Bestern, where we discuss the latest trends in leadership development, self-development, as well as well-being. There's so much information out there. We want to make sure we bring in the latest insights and research based on neuroscience and behavior change to give you the tools that you need to make a change in your personal and professional lives. Join us on a journey to learn more. We hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with others that might find it helpful.
A topic we all struggle with from time to time, and that is our own confidence. Whether you're the most accomplished person and you might be so proud of your accomplishments and overall you feel confident, there are moments that come around where something hurts the confidence and we kind of struggle to get back at it. So it is definitely something that is relatable to all of us and nobody's immune to it.
Elena, so specifically in times where there is a lot of uncertainty around us, it is difficult to have just a little bit of bandwidth to think about how do we boost our confidence in these times. What we have discovered in our practice is that the brain has some back doors that we can use in order to have like this rush of dopamine that is going to give us pleasure. We can benefit also of the understanding of the brain that it doesn't distinguish so well between what is fiction, what is reality. And that helps us, in fact, to have like kind of a framework to use to boost our confidence because we understand how the brain is working in terms of these chemical reactions, electrical reactions that are always flashing around our brain. I want to take advantage a little bit of you because I know that you will not charge me for these tips, but I want to have some tips. How do we boost our confidence in times where we simply are too tight in terms of mental capacity?
You know, that's a great question. And as I mentioned, I think it's something we all struggle with. And there's a time when you're just struggling with, you know, getting your confidence back up, especially when we experience challenges, one of the biggest things that helps us, well, there's two major things and then maybe a couple of other follow-ups as well. One major thing is looking at all that you've accomplished so far. I think we don't give ourselves enough credit to sit down and just write down your achievements, however big or small. You have done that. So that should definitely give you the confidence that you've overcome all these challenges and this challenge you will also overcome. So just looking and doing like an inventory of all the things that you've accomplished so far, all the different struggles you've overcome so far. Another important part here is we often, when, you know, think about how you speak to friends or family, right? Would you ever speak negatively to your friends or family at a time when they, let's say they failed or something didn't go quite well, or maybe they're having a down day? No, usually you talk to them with love and kind of, you know, support and all of that. Yet if you audit your own conversations, the chances are those conversations are much more negative. So next time you're having a negative conversation that is questioning your own confidence or making you feel like a failure, I think it's important to just ask, stop. First of all, you need to be aware that this is what's happening in your mind, right? And awareness is step number two. Step number two is to then look and ask yourself, you know, would I say this to my friends or loved ones? And I think that is really impactful because you start to realize how much negative chatter happens in your mind. And you realize that you would never say this to somebody else, right? So these are some of the things. I think another part of it is being around people that are good environment for you, essentially. So, you know, being around people that are supportive, people that, you know, are there for you no matter what day, what kind of day you're having, that is very important as well. Having that support network is probably one of the biggest kind of boosters that we have to overcoming challenges which can hurt our confidence, essentially, right? And I think finally, just the final piece is just remembering that you're only human and that mistakes are okay and that, you know, it's all about learning. And no matter what has happened and where you might have failed or made a mistake, it's just about what's next and accept that this has happened and kind of move on and learn from that. Because I think we tend to hold on to our mistakes and that makes us less confident to take the next step and to take action further.
Thank you very much, Elena. I think that this tips is something that anyone can do like the next day, for 1 or 2 minutes. It looks a little bit weird to talk to ourselves so often, but at the end, is the brain who determines how we boost our confidence. So understanding this is going to be quite useful, and it will take 1 or 2 minutes every day to just to get it working. Thanks.